survive in advance.
Yes.
And then try and make it through a hungover Monday afterwards. Your Buffalo Bills, a 31-7 stomping of the Denver Broncos yesterday. The only not bright spots all day long were the first drive, which was not fun.
No.
And that stupid fake punt.
Yes.
Guy, hey, we talk about a fake punt in a commercial break. Your Buffalo Bills move on to take on the Baltimore Ravens. The game has been announced Sunday, 6:30 kickoff p.m. In Orchard Park on CBS. It'll be the Romo Nance team once again.
Mm. So game of the week.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, bro, you got the two MVP, best MVP candidates facing off against each other. Which, by the way, fun fact, it's a regular season award, so this won't mean anything towards
the
end. So it's done. That being said, Tommy made some picks on Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. And it is now time to atone for those picks. You feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right, called it.
Yeah? Kimmy? Let's do this. Let's do this.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Mulay. Excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get Tommy's first pick here in the break room on CMF. Tommy, over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Tommy.
If he catches one of his own passes, does it count?
Yes.
I have to ask that because that happened.
It's never going to happen again, but yes.
Of course I'm taking the over, man.
Okay.
This is like describing cake.
This is like describing cake.
It's delicious. Eat it. So the weather looks like it's going to be pretty
cold.
Cold, but not windy or crazy.
Yeah, wind will be good, clear.
It's going to be like 30 degrees.
Yeah, and 20% chance of snow.
So the weather will be no factor. So they can throw the ball.
Yeah. Yes. Over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
Oh, I'm taking that over.
Okay.
It's going to be wild, baby.
You know, it's funny, before we get into your answer.
Yeah.
There was no snow in the forecast, like little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Orchard Park is the weirdest place
on
the planet.
It's a weird little island.
Because
it's
we
not
got
an island.
We got to the tailgate, and all of a sudden it started snowing at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
And I was like,
no. If you're going that way, don't check the Buffalo weather. Check specifically Orchard Park's weather.
All right. That being said,
what we got?
You were over 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
But he's got it.
Josh Allen, 20 of 26, 272 yards. And two touchdown passes.
Wait, he's got three.
No, he had two.
So they had two rushing and two passing?
No, they had one rushing, two passing, three field goals, and a two-point conversion.
That's stupid.
Oh, no, a touchdown. That's a two-point conversion.
Wait, he got the two-point conversion.
That's not a touchdown.
It's kind of like a touchdown.
No, it is.
See, it looks like it.
So let me explain. A touchdown is worth 6 points.
Is it when they throw the ball and the guy catches it?
Yeah, he did that. He did that, yeah.
You can't give me that.
No, because it's not a touchdown.
That's kind of...
Not according to stats.
It's a junior touchdown.
Okay, but it wasn't two touchdowns and a junior touchdown. It was two. It's not a junior touchdown. A field goal's worth more. Field goal would be more of a junior touchdown than a two-point conversion, stupid. So,
you lose.
By the way, Josh carved him up. Carved them up yesterday. It's so funny. He throws for 272 and two touchdowns in a playoff game at home. Never at any point did you feel like Josh was not in control of that game.
But that's kind of how you felt with him all season.
But that's just it, Kimmy. Know? It's a ho-hum, almost 300-yard, two-touchdown pass game. Okay, whatever.
It wouldn't have been more of that Matt Hollins didn't do that stupid move in the end zone, stepping over the guy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That pushed him back, and I think they kicked a field goal on that one.
Oh, right? Maybe you should go yell at Mac Hollins. Did you call him Matt Hollins? You just called him Matt Hollins, didn't you?
What is it?
Mac, M-A-C-K.
Man, who cares?
Mac, he does. Probably his parents. They named him that.
Okay.
Just saying. By the way, also in Everybody Eats game, Kimmy, your touchdown catches come from your third running back in Ty Johnson on a 4th-and-1 from the 25 and Curtis Samuel on a 60-something yard touchdown.
I saw Josh had 8 different targets throughout the game, which is pretty impressive.
Everybody Eats, Tommy.
All right.
Except for you, because you're 0-for-1. But let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 1.5 a sack for Bills defensive end Greg Rousseau.
Well, he's got to feed that playoff dog, son.
Feed that playoff dog,
son.
So this Bo kid, he's a punk ass child.
Well, he's actually a little bit older than your average rookie.
Yeah, what, he spent 6 years in college, five, 6 years.
Yeah, where, Alabama,
Oregon. Where was he? There? Auburn.
I thought it was Alabama for some reason.
No,
I think Rousseau's going to do some Bo bashing. But he's getting him a sack. And maybe more.
Oh, you want to call 2 sacks?
No.
All right, 2 sacks.
Oh, yeah.
You got Greg Rousseau getting 2 sacks.
It could get ugly. I think this game's going to get ugly.
Okay.
Ooh, it got ugly.
Okay, it did get ugly. Greg Rousseau's line yesterday, 2 tackles.
Ooh.
2 tackles for loss. 1 sack. if you would have not been dumb.
No, but you cheated.
How did I cheat?
Because you, like, push.
You didn't have to take it. You bitch. I mean, you could have been a bitch.
And that was the only sack yesterday, right?
Two sacks. Two sacks in the game. Mm-hmm. Got him twice. Both quarterbacks took two sacks in the game. Greg Rousseau got one of them, and I believe the other was... Doesn't matter.
All right.
But the bottom line is, Mr. Feeling Good About Everything...
I was pretty close on these picks, bro.
Yeah, that's how gambling works. You're always pretty close. That's why everyone's five-leg parlay ends at five. Right? You get four, and then you miss on one. A Mule post-game excuse Monday here in the break room on CMF. He is 0-2. What happened?
What happened? I listened to you two.
I did not. Okay. Let's get to it. It's okay. Our third pick from Tommy here in the break room. Let's see, MF. Over under 250 yards passing for Broncos quarterback Bo Nix.
Well, buddy mine always tells me that a West Coast team coming east, mm-hmm. no good.
But that same buddy would argue that Denver is not far enough West Coast for it to affect them.
It's at the Rockies, for God's sakes. Yeah. And
Rockies on the line.
And the altitude's different, right?
It would actually be better for them to be playing.
Not necessarily. Yeah. People that are used to high altitudes struggle at sea level.
Is that it?
Did you just make that up?
No. It's the same way. It's a different atmosphere.
It's the same way, different atmosphere.
It messes with everything. You ain't getting no 250.
Look.
Because if you're telling me this kid's a young Josh Allen, right?
Could be. I mean,
no, you're saying he kind of mirrors Josh Allen.
The way he played at that age.
Well, that means McDermott knows his style.
No.
And can get after this kid. He knows how Josh was back then and what his weaknesses are. So there's going to be some soft spots in baby Bo that Sean's going to get after.
Over under 250.
I'm taking under. How'd he do?
Bo Nix. 13 of 22.
Oh, he only got 13 of 22. Can't be much. Can't be much.
He only got 13. Yeah.
Are you trying to sound like an analyst? He only got 13 of 22 today. 13 of 22 and a touchdown on 144 yards passing. Wait, welcome to the winner's circle, buddy. Congratulations. Yay. They made that kid's life miserable yesterday, man. They confused him. They hit him. By the way, also the team's leading rusher, Bo Nix, despite the fact that he totaled 187 yards.
Wow.
So he was their leading rusher and obviously the leading passer. Right. 187 yards in total.
But he's running for his life.
That being said, he was. That being said, how nervous were you when he hit that deep touchdown pass on the first drive?
Oh, I told you, man. I said, man, this is going to be. This could be done.
Oh, I meant that he was going over 250.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
Because, I mean, look, I like...
Yeah. Well, I felt like you give that kid that boost of confidence early. I'm like, okay, this is the way this game's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be on fire.
And, like, I have fun watching...
the rookie showed up.
I have fun watching the kid, like, when he's not playing the Bills. I wish the best for him. Just...
Nothing. I wish the best for you, but not on my terms.
Thank you.
All right. Because my business doesn't interfere with your business.
1-2, you got a shot to get over 500 here.
All right.
Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy here on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by more than 9 points?
Well, I'm thinking the Bills are going to win, obviously.
Crush. Okay, gotcha.
But then after that, farther afield, Pat.
Farther afield?
What are we looking at?
Get out of my effing face. Well, no, we're looking at 9 points. They would have to win by nine or more to cover.
I think they're going to cover those 9 points.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So maybe just a sea hair more.
So it'll be a close game?
Oh, no.
Well, what's a sea hair, Tommy? What's a sea hair?
Mile high. Kiss your ass goodbye. Bills, wild card, blowout. It was the biggest blowout of the weekend.
Bleh.
But
he's talking over himself.
Well, no, I go know. On for
yeah, no
I
kidding.
Just, I just
say,
run my mouth for so long.
Did you say I go on for you? Were you getting annoyed at your own
yes.
rant?
Yes.
Shut up, me.
The only man who gets bored by himself. Yes. Think how America feels.
But they scored the most points of any team all weekend. Nobody else hit 30 points.
No, that's not true. The Ravens hit 30.
No, they had 28.
Oh, you're right.
So they were the highest scoring team all weekend.
Are we?
That was the biggest blowout of the weekend.
What was Saturday? Was this?
No, because I think the Ravens game was like 28-14.
I thought the Ravens hit 30. Yeah, you're right. 28-14. No, Houston scored 32, so you're dumb. But it was the widest margin of victory.
Okay.
So congratulations on that.
So they crushed.
Yeah. All right.
So I call the blowout.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you. No, I mean, you nailed it. That was a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
This one will put you over the top.
And Tony Romo said that my thinking was the correct thing.
Hold on. Here comes
Tony Romo said? I must have missed that name drop.
Pittsford woman. Tony Romo said that my thinking. Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy here on CMF.
You mean the
Bonus pick. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm so hungover right now.
I'm just double
checking. My wife is waiting outside the studio with Pedialyte because she loves me and she doesn't want me to die. And Tommy got a latte.
Oh, what do I owe you? What?
What do I owe you? $7.
Okay.
Give it to me.
I'll give you $7.
I'm not taking your money.
You don't think I got it?
You're such a dick. I know you ain't got it. I'll call your wife if I need the money. Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick. I'm sorry. Here on CMF.
Duffy, not so fast. Wild card buddy. So I predict.
He just looked off to the right. He does nothing. He is unprepared.
I am. No, I am.
Look at you see it? If you're watching live
stream. If you're betting.
You knew this is coming.
This is a rocking chair bet.
Shut up, man.
This is a rocking chair.
Do not take this man's gambling
advice.
If you've
got stuff to do in the fourth quarter, go do it because it won't matter.
How much will it not matter? Will it not matter enough where Josh Allen comes out of the game?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know it won't matter.
Yeah. Okay, so your bonus pick.
At one point in the fourth quarter, Josh will be had on. Laughing, high-fiving on the side.
Oh, no, you said the fourth quarter won't matter.
We're going to get a Trubisky.
It won't matter. It's what I'm saying. He'll have his hat on. So
we're going to get a Trubisky fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, so that means...
The bitch will be on the field in the fourth quarter.
If the fourth quarter doesn't matter, that means Josh will not be taking a snap in the fourth quarter.
Oh, you want me to say it's not... He doesn't play the fourth quarter?
Well, no, I'm asking what your prediction is. Yeah. No,
well, I just said it, but
no,
you keep pushing me.
Because if the Bills are up 14 with 3 minutes to go because they scored on their last drive and Mitch comes in and takes a knee, you're going to go, see, and that's not what you're predicting. How many snaps does Mitchell Trubisky get in relief of Josh Allen because they're out of
hand? Well, how many snaps does Josh get in the fourth quarter?
No, I want a Mitch snap count.
You want a Mitch snap?
I want a Mitch snap.
More or less than 50% of the snaps in the fourth quarter.
He'll get more than 50% of the
okay.
snaps.
Okay, you all can right. go find that stat because I ain't doing
well,
that
all right, you know what? I'll make it easy on you.
We'll know by the end of the game.
Josh doesn't play the fourth quarter. There you go.
You took it too far.
And Tony Romo said they should have set him down because he was getting banged up. His hand was all tore up. They said, why is he still in this game?
Not going in the first play of the fourth quarter is when they took the 3-touchdown lead. It was only a 2-touchdown lead until into the fourth quarter.
You had to play him in the fourth quarter.
But later in the fourth quarter.
Fine, but you still would have lost, stupid.
But because you push and push and push.
You still would have lost anyway. Because you don't make up. No, your bonus picks have become like the most vague blob picks ever, trying to like steal.
Wait till you see this one next week.
I know you're not prepared. Bro, you're never prepared.
I am prepared.